Hi, all. This is Day and Ari with Windshield Time. Thanks for joining us. It's Monday, August 26th, about 4:43 p.m.
Hee-haw.
Thank you for joining us again for our lovely podcast. And as the quick introduction to what we'll be talking about today, there was a really nice segment by Kai Rizdahl over at Marketplace. It's a NPR show that I listen to pretty regularly from last Friday. The title of the show is What Makes the Dollar Strong? And it was very reminiscent of the episode that we had with our pseudonym
JJ.
Yep. Out in Detroit, which is a previous podcast. So I think it was thoughts about money from a sixth grader.
Yep, 11 years old.
Yeah. So she's 11 years old. And I thought that the answers that the grown-ups were giving in the interview, in the segment that Kai Rizdahl did, was eerily similar.
Yeah. And he did it in LA, which is where we're headed too. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just in Detroit and we're headed to LA.
Yeah, so we're headed to LA this coming weekend for Labor Day weekend. It's going to be an exciting weekend. We're going to meet Russell Okung, former Seattle Seahawk, Super Bowl champion. And then also he is doing a new company or organization that is all about Bitcoin adoption and awareness. And so we're going to that conference on September 1st.
Yep. Really exciting. And so today is August 26th, Monday, around 4:45 p.m. Can I just do the Windshield Time introduction?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, so for any new listeners, Windshield Time is a non-technical fun podcast about life, money, and Bitcoin for parents and busy professionals who are crypto curious about Bitcoin, blockchains, and crypto assets. And Day, my co-host here, and myself, and we will have guests talk about this evolutionary technology and how it touches all parts of our lives.
Yep. Awesome. So let's go ahead and roll the pre-disclosure disclaimers with Dom.
All right. Let's roll Dom.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right. Welcome back, y'all. Thanks for again for tuning in. And thanks again to Dom for reading the disclosures, disclaimers. All right. So in keeping with our G rating, didn't mention it, but yes, we're going to keep with a G rating with Windshield Time. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we're targeting parents and families and busy professionals, crypto curious and Bitcoin curious.
We're going to slow down and explain acronyms or any weird vernacular that we bring in.
Yep.
Want to make it as friendly as possible, and so we want to also increase the educational awareness of our audience and also make it friendly enough so that children can listen and also learn along on the journey too.
There was a one episode where I sang a Korean children's song.
Yeah.
I gotta find that. Maybe I'll put that out as a bonus episode of me and you singing that Korean children's song.
Yeah. How you doing, Day?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Ari?
I'm doing awesome.
You just had an ice cream.
I had an ice cream, and I'm feeling like it's a great time to be alive.
It is a great time to be alive.
Yeah, I'm feeling really happy these days.
Yeah, we've been through a lot this past year, and again, it's kind of funny because I left my Fortune 50 corporate job about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
So I was a sales engineer working for major telecom companies, helping to sell and do technical consulting on private wide area networks for enterprises, which in normal words means private internet networks for large companies, whether they want to build them regionally or nationally or internationally.
So it's like Nordstrom in New York could talk to a Nordstrom in Chicago, can talk to a Nordstrom in Seattle, all on their private internet network, right?
Exactly.
I know this now so well.
Let's see here. So again, how are you, Ari?
Oh, we already did that, right?
I just wanted to get more how are you from Ari.
Thank you. I'm really happy, like really, really feeling good.
I'm trying to also not, you know, cut you off and interrupt you like we talked about at the Lolly birthday party show. And the previous show to that where I completely totally...
I really appreciate that. That's one of my big learnings over the last 10 years. I want to work with people that respect me and give me the space to be heard and be myself and not be in environments where I have to yell and escalate and be like flaming bright, alarming red bomb before people hear me. And that creates a person that I don't want to be. And so I need to be with people that hear me. And women need to do that too. I think women are very often talked over, especially in professional environments. And so the more aware we are of communicating that we're not being heard, if you're a woman and you're getting stomped on, speaking up about it, and then men, you know, being cognizant and aware of our... You know, it's sort of just the way society
foibles
is today.
Foibles is the word that I'm thinking of. Natural foibles that humans have.
And we're trying to improve those as humans.
Let's go ahead and do the Satoshi math.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun.
And this is where I'm going to have a reliable bumper music segment for Satoshi math when we roll into the second season, which we're a few, you know, maybe a couple months off from starting the second season, but just wanted to plant the seeds in y'all's minds that we're going to do little improvements to the show to make it more fun, informational, fun-formational, stealing again from Matt Case, DJ here locally in Seattle, Seattle's
awesome
best variety of the 80s and more, 97.5, The Jet.
Did you already pull it from Blockfolio?
Yeah, so Blockfolio app again, what we're using. Hopefully we can maybe meet you guys, Blockfolio, down in LA this coming weekend. Price of Bitcoin approximately 4:18 p.m. today, August 26th. It was $10,324. And so divide one U.S. fiat dollar by that number decimalized into 8 decimal places is 0.00010324. And you get 9,686 Satoshis.
Nice. Stacking sats with Satoshi math.
It's the consummate stacking sats meme that's going around in Twitter, Bitcoin Twitter. When the price of Bitcoin is at $10,000, then you get 10,000 Satoshis. It's very symmetrical there.
Awesome.
But then when you go above $10,000, you are able to buy less Satoshis. You'll be able to buy less Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What else, Day? Let's talk about money.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about money. That's one of the primary drivers of the pod here. So, yeah, let's talk about money. Do you want me to go into the Kai thing, or do you want me to go into the other one?
Well, let's skip context. So,
yeah.
In this podcast, we'd like to talk about money and how it relates to all aspects of our lives. And just to give context, previously we interviewed Mark Yusko, Chief Investment Officer and Founder of Morgan Creek Digital Assets.
No, Morgan Creek Capital Management.
Capital
it's different.
Management.
Yeah. So he by himself is CEO and CIO of Morgan Creek Capital Management that manages the $1.6 billion. And then he and Pomp and Jason are partners in Morgan Creek Digital.
Oh, they're like two different companies?
Yes.
Okay, it's Morgan Creek, the Grand Morgan Creek. Mark Yusko from the Grand Morgan Creek. I always thought it was a one company.
Think a lot of people get that confused, but it's two different entities.
Man, they don't make it easy for us, do they? I think they have a branding issue.
Maybe.
It should just be Morgan Creek. Anyway, Mark Yusko from North Carolina, Morgan Creek, was in town. We did a podcast. And this was from a perspective of a very, very, very experienced investor managing a $1.6 billion fund. The following week, we did an interview in Detroit, a 11-year-old sixth grader talking about what is money and her understanding of it from her limited life experience.
And those were back-to-back podcasts that we serendipitously had done. Yeah.
Yeah. So the stars were aligned and we were like, wow, this is a really interesting story and a very interesting perspective. Well, dun-dun-dun, today is listening to this podcast by Marketplace, and they're covering the exact same story around what is money. And so they have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, so the episode in question is called What Makes the Dollar Strong? Mm-hmm. It's about a 25-minute podcast, so you have to go to 17-minute, 51-second mark.
You should put the notes in the show notes so people
I'll
can
do
find
that.
It. Yeah.
But I've also been tweeting to Marketplace because I can't find... Usually all these stories are single-segment stories, and I can't find this single-segment story anywhere in the Marketplace app, and so I don't know what's going on.
Wow, interesting.
Maybe It's probably no, I think it's intentional, because the normal operating mode is to have each segment of the 30-minute podcast be its own story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you gotta it's not user friendly, so you have to fast forward over to 17-minute 51-second mark, and that's when Kai goes into interviewing different people in LA, saying, "Hey, what does dollar mean to you?" And so these different people say, they talk about bus fare. They talk about, I think someone mentioned something about a burger.
Coffee,
yeah. Yep, so all the normal stuff you think about when people, consumers in the U.S., a very developed nation, think about what is a dollar worth.
Yeah, we think about it in terms of what can I buy as a consumer? A dollar is worth what I can get with it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's a pretty long segment, but really good. And he goes into more important macro ideas about what money is with respect to commodities like oil and copper and soybeans, what that means in the world economic picture, how the strength of the dollar is in relation to other fiat currencies.
Right. I think I heard a snippet about the U.S. dollar being the strongest currency in the entire world, and it's the one that everything is backed against, right?
Exactly. So all those commodities that I just mentioned off, I mean, the big one that everyone knows about because they have to put gas in their car every day is oil.
Mm-hmm.
So oil is actually denominated in dollars. And that makes it the most important currency in the world, because everyone looks to the dollar as the reference for whatever the oddity commodity is that they're buying and selling and trading.
And what triggered this podcast by Marketplace was because President Donald Trump was talking with his counsel or advisors about weakening the dollar to improve exports and trade from the United States to the rest of the world, right? And so then everyone was like, whoa, what does that mean, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, I think, in people's minds. I mean, I've been dealing with trading stocks and, you know, money in general for a couple of decades, and it still boggles my mind sometimes about currency issues, and a lot of financial jargon can also get people lost.
Yeah.
But top of mind right now, geopolitically, socioeconomically, is trade war, U.S. and China.
Mm-hmm.
It's also this recession that everyone is so afraid of right now.
Yeah, I think everybody, left and right, is predicting some sort of recession that's happening now, has begun, or is about to come, right?
Yeah, and it's really tricky because it's actually possible for businesses to put an economy into a recession. If investors and business owners prepare for a recession, start cutting back, that actually then can cause a recession.
Oh, so it's sort really, of like the catch 22 self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Womp womp.
So there's an old joke, and I think I heard it from Jim O'Shaughnessy, who's also like a tweeter in master scale, but this business owner, a car dealership, he had a son come home from college after being, you know, very well educated. And the son's like, dad, the economy is going to go into the crapper. We're going into the recession. You got to like prepare for, you know, cutting back and, you know, having less money and all this stuff. So he's like, oh my goodness. And he says, this is my son. He's well educated and I trust him. And so he starts cutting back on advertising, cutting back on marketing, cutting back on all this stuff that usually helps to grow the business. And then as soon as he did that, guess what happened? He had less revenues. He had less business. And then he's like, oh my goodness. Thank goodness my son told me about what was coming. Otherwise I wouldn't have been as prepared for the downturn in the business cycle. Yeah. And so it's just a testament to how fragile these massive macro forces are.
Whoa.
All right. So then, so if you guys get a chance to listen to that Marketplace show by Kai Rizdahl, I highly recommend listening to that. I don't like to be too critical of journalists these days because they receive so much criticism from everyone nowadays, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But I wish that Kai or the producers or something had mentioned even Bitcoin just one time. During that whole segment.
Yeah, by now you have to mention it at least once.
Yeah, it was several minutes long. I think it was maybe like almost like 10 minutes long, that segment.
Right.
And they didn't mention Bitcoin a single time. I have hope that Kai and the Marketplace team will, and maybe Molly Wood might, because she's on the tech side, tech reporting of that show.
Yeah.
Maybe she might mention it somehow or another. But I've been sending a couple of tweets out trying to get that article in a single link, not have to fast forward to 1751. Please give a listen to that show, and then you can do a compare contrast between what Ari and I are saying, what maybe JJ said in the previous podcast, and then compare and contrast the three different little segments together and make up your own mind.
Yeah, I think everything's worth doing a little, take a little time, take a step back, create some space for some thinking, especially with so many changes going on in the world these days and a lot of polarizing individuals out there in the world. And so to not be thrown into one direction or another, it's really important that you take a step back, take an hour or two, go for a walk, listen to some podcasts, you know, or go for a drive. Really important that we fight for that slow thinking time.
Exactly. Okay, so we can start wrapping it up now. What other topics we got? So this coming weekend in LA, well, before we do that, is a new date been set for the happy hour with...
So we moved the WTIA sponsored Cascadia Blockchain Council happy hour that was supposed to be this Thursday. We moved it to next week, Wednesday, September 4th, from 4 to 7 p.m., still at the Optimism Brewery in Capitol Hill. So we've had quite a few signups already. I think we'll have at least 40 or 50 people there. So please sign up either at the Seattle Blockchain Underground meetup link or via the Eventbrite that's being sent around from WTIA. Either or works great for us. And we really hope to see you there. It's a great time to like connect and reconnect and create a nicely gelled Seattle-centric Cascadia
technology,
community.
Bitcoin, crypto, startup, all that stuff.
Blockchain.
So that was September 4th?
September 4th, Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Okay. Let's see here. Optimism Brewery is really special because you drink their beer and you can bring in any and all food that you want.
Yeah, you can bring in any food. They sometimes have food trucks right in the back. There are plenty of restaurants right around there. And then also, you don't have to buy everything in pint-sized glasses. So if you're a very light drinker like myself, you can buy little minis, which are 2 ounces. Which is a great way to just, you know, have a taste without being overwhelmed by the amount of beer that you have to drink.
Exactly. All right. And then so we can transition into this coming weekend.
The other thing is we have 2 very big recordings this week. So we're going to be recording with Jonathan Sposato tomorrow. He's the only human to have sold and exited 2 companies, separate companies to Google. So product genius. He's the chair of GeekWire right now. And he'll be coming in to share, you know, what might be next for himself, the way he thinks about diversity. He wrote a book called, why am I not thinking about this right now?
Better Together?
Oh, yeah. He wrote a book called Better Together. So he might talk about that. And then the other interview that we have coming up this week is with Heather Redman, VC at Flying Fish Ventures, and Michael Schussler, who's the CEO of WTIA. So we'll be talking together with them, which will be really fun.
So that'll be a quad pod.
Yeah. 4 people on a mic on Thursday. And then we head to LA for Bitcoin Is with Russell Kung.
Yep. So just to give a, I'm totally psyched for this conference, by the way. So we're
going
to be meeting a lot of the people that I interact with and I see tweets from down there. So we're talking Alex Gladstein, Anthony Pompliano, Jeremy Welch, Jill Carlson. She does What Grinds My Gears with Meltem.
Ikigai.
Sifadon Amus. He wrote the Bitcoin Standard, then Jimmy Song, and then, of course, Peter McCormack. It's not on the schedule, but I believe Travis Kling of Ikigai Fund is also going to be a speaker there. There's several folks in Twitter land, Bitcoin Twitter, that I've been interacting with who are planning on being there. So I'm really psyched to meet everyone in real life.
And be in Los Angeles. We love Los Angeles. We love K-Town there, eating the food. Maybe we can run into Jimmy Song there. I don't know how Korean culturally involved he is, but it'd be just really great to share a bowl of sundubu with him. I tried to tweet at him, but he ignored me, so I don't know.
Well, he writes his name in Korean language on his Twitter profile. Yeah.
Well, he's your decade or your generation.
Yeah. So somewhere in the 40s.
Maybe you need to tweet to him.
Maybe. And so to give another context about this Bitcoin Is conference, so the URL, web URL is bitcoinis.com. No spaces, dashes, periods, or anything like that. And it's Russell Okung's new venture, or I guess an arm of his Okung Ventures, where he's going to be doing what he can to drive adoption and awareness of Bitcoin in a socioeconomic setting of money and how it affects people and their wealth and their savings and their
life.
Ability to live in this world with money.
Yeah.
So I told you the scheduled presenters so far. It's on September 1st, starts at 1 p.m. at Hudson Loft downtown. I believe there's still tickets available for people, especially rookies, because he does want to drive adoption.
Yeah, and we have some free tickets. We can take some rookies, so if anybody wants to go with us, ping us.
And then so another awesome way that this whole brand is developing itself is that if you go to the Bitcoin Is website, at the very, very top, he has a scrolling image of what Bitcoin is and the various words. I'm literally reading them off as they're going by the screen here, is freedom, Bitcoin is global, Bitcoin is valuable, growing, hope, empowerment, political. So it runs the whole gamut of not just what is a dollar and what can I spend it on. Mm-hmm. It's about these really, really big topics that maybe gives people some headaches, but it's very important.
We're getting into the world of philosophy and what is the meaning of life.
So I got to wrap it up. I got to go pick up the lentil here. Thanks for joining us here at Windshield Time. Really appreciate your time. Be nice to each other out there.
Thank you for listening. Really appreciate ratings, comments, and sharing of Windshield Time with your friends. Together we rise. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Tracy from the top of Cougar Mountain in Issaquah, Washington. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its hosts is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status or independent intelligence as defined by the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts Arian Day and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or as yet unborn or zombie creature or speaking robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely opinions or ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, enlightenment, glee, or entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction, and may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
I think you need to get maybe a beverage, and so to make sure we don't rip each other's heads off, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to get an ice cream.
Is that the tone at which you'll be speaking? I think you'll normally be talking a little bit louder.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit louder.
All right. So let me test this out. Go get an ice cream.
Okay, ice cream.
Bye.